It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werfel and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com on the web. Also author of Simon Loses His Tummy and Basking in the Warm Glow of Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, and I'm sorry, but it truly is warm here. And I wish you both could come down and share some of the sunshine.
Just push it. Actually, that's just been, yeah. Well, thank you.
Oh, well.
That's very, very kind. Are people as Valentine-y in the warmth as they are in the cold? Do you know?
I don't think so. I think there's something about, you know, cuddling up next to a fire, theoretically or real, you know, and opening a box of chocolate or drinking some hot chocolate or looking at the flowers in the middle of a gray, black, and white landscape and saying, ooh, this really feels good. But here, the only indication that people were paying any attention to Valentine's Day was a big sign as I walked into my supermarket yesterday that said, chocolate means love. Get your sweetheart chocolate for Valentine's Day. And I thought, okay, there we go. Here we have one of those conundrums where if chocolate really means love, do you mean that you love the fatter you...
Yeah.
The more weight that your loved one puts on by eating the chocolate, do you mean you really love him or her even more? I mean, I think it's a very complicated holiday because food is the major gift that one is supposed to give. I mean, food, i.e. chocolate or you know, some other kind of sweet. And, Jill, I know where this came from, and apparently if you look at what happens around the world when people celebrate Valentine's Day in other countries, Asia and Africa and what have you, food, especially sweet food, junk chocolate, is considered the gift that one gives. And chocolate has been considered for centuries an aphrodisiac, so presumably if you give chocolate to your loved one, then maybe you have a better chance of then snuggling in bed afterward. But it really is complicated, given obesity and perceptions, and, you know, if I'm fat, why is he giving me chocolate? And if I'm thin, why is he giving me chocolate? And does he want me to get fat? Does he want me to get thin? Why is he giving me 2 pounds of chocolate when I just want one piece of chocolate? I think that it's a very complex, psychologically complex holiday right now.
And so what's the recommendation?
Well, you know, first of all, there are alternatives. You know, one, if traditionally, but tradition has, you know, long gone, you know, from our lifetimes, you know, traditionally, if you were going out with somebody for a long time, maybe you would get engaged on Valentine's Day. Oh, it's so romantic. And, of course, diamonds have no calories. They have carrots, but no calories. Flowers are always a good gift. They're expensive, and they don't last too long, but certainly they would last as long as a box of chocolate. It's wonderful to give gifts that are sort of self-indulgent, like, you know, in the middle of a winter when your skin feels sort of dry and cracked from the heat and the wind and the cold, you know, giving somebody the gift of a spa, a day at the spa, so you get a facial or you get a pedicure, you get a manicure, you know, you get a massage, things that you might not, in, you know, the kinds of services that you might not spend money on yourself because they are self-indulgent, and really who can do this sort of thing. If somebody gives you that gift, it's really a lovely gift. It implies that you've a great deal of thought and care about the person, and certainly it has no calories either. Or just, you know, doing something together that might be pleasurable, like going out to a concert or the movies. These are lovely things, but again, it's not necessary to show your love in a box of candy. And the one thing that I was thinking about is, okay, well, do you really need to buy a whole box of candy? Could you just buy a couple of pieces? I mean, if you're lucky enough, for example, to live in an urban area where there are candy shops, and in Boston, for example, there are several where I live, and one actually very close to my gym, and you could go in and buy 2 or 3 pieces of, you know, luxurious gourmet candy, you know, heavily decorated with all sorts of doodads on top, and put it in a pretty little box and give it to somebody. But then, you know, would that person say, boy, what a cheapskate, only 3 pieces of candy, or be very pleased that there were only 3 pieces of candy? But the problem is that most of us don't have that option, and when you buy candy online, you can't buy, you know, one piece of Lindor chocolate ball. You buy a whole bag, even though only, you know, one ball only has 75 calories. You can't buy 3 pieces of Godiva chocolate. You know, the smallest quantity is 19 or 20 pieces. And so how many of us who are chocolate-holics could manage to allocate ourselves one piece of chocolate a day for the next 19 days, right?
That's why I always loved in the supermarket, and you can't find them that much anymore, the individual chocolate-wrapped cherries. There were just one.
Where do you find those?
You can't find them anymore. They used to be all over the place. Just one. If you have a fetish for chocolate for a reason, you just get one, and it was like 10 or 12 cents, and you move on.
Marshall, I think that's gone the way of penny candy.
It has.
But the thing about penny candy and the whole thing is
you could satisfy your want for something. By doing that,
I mean, and then it was packaged.
It's just like Chunkies. Used to be one small little Chunky,
exactly,
that you could get. Now it's a supersized Chunky with four big pieces.
Right,
you're right. In fact, if you go any summertime resort, we'll sell you fudge by the pound, quarter of a pound, 16th of a pound. You're absolutely right, and you can get a small piece of incredibly rich fudge, and that's it. But you can't. Maybe that is the answer. I think that just as some companies are downsizing their supersized packages of snacks, maybe people should say, "Okay, here is this exquisitely, made piece of chocolate that is going to melt in your mouth and give you all sorts of wonderful feelings." But there's one, and maybe it's going to cost $2.50 for one. But that's enough, because that will satisfy you. It will show the love of somebody who gave it to you. And you don't have to worry about going to the gym and spending 3 hours working off the calories or having the temptation stare at you on February 15th when you look at your refrigerator or your coffee table and say, oh, there are 19 more pieces of this candy that I have to deal with for the rest of the month.
We have to start
this trend.
Right. We have to return to just a more sensible one.
Marshall, if you find that one chocolate, the cherries that are dipped in chocolate?
It was
right?
A chocolate covered cherry. They were the greatest things in the world. Oh my God!
Maybe you're starting a trend.
You know, my favorite things were you used to be able to get licorice by the strand. Anyway, Marshall is saying, gotta go. He's absolutely
all
right.
All right. Well, have a fun day anyway.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Whitman, Food for Mood.
One of these days we'll be able to set this up right.
Nah.
There. Food for Mood with Judy Whitman.